All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to segment number three of this final program of The Bigger Picture. I'm calling this four-part series, well, it is what it is. I am Marshall Wood, your host for the remainder of this program here on AM 1100 WCGA, wonderful coastal Georgia. And in the first segment, we were just exactly saying why I'm wrapping up this 35-year now quest to determine what exactly is wrong with our country and what's going on. I read a statement from my son, who, excellent man, who simply said, well, it's in God's hands, folks, but we have to fight whether we think this is over or not. And I agree with him because I think I taught him that, and I taught that to my other sons. We have no choice but to fight. And then in that second segment, we just finished. I completed the thought that the Democrat Party is a bunch of sulfurous traitors. I believe, in my opinion, headed by Satan himself. I think he controls them, and I will say that emphatically. And as I've said in the past, if you are messed up with the Democrat Party, folks, your hope for being alive eternally with the Lord in heaven, pretty seriously in doubt. You need to give it some thought, because everything the Devilcrat Party stands for, including that vacuous idiot that pretends to head us up, that man who was placed in office under very specious circumstances by a group of people that have long been dedicated to subverting the freedoms of those people who love the Lord, who are Christians, and who love America. And we said in that segment that it's the women and the children that will suffer for the failure of me and men who look like me to stand up and preserve what our forefathers put before us, a righteous, righteous nation on this continent. And I don't care what the race baiters say or the immigrants who are pouring in numbers to subvert this nation from within. This is a great and wonderful country, and we have been a blessing to the world. And now, because we didn't stand up and defend it as we should have, we're forced into a considerably dark corner as we scratch our heads. What now do we do, those few that are left willing to stand up? But it's the women and the children of our country who I have great concern for, because we've already seen the precedent of horror that's in our world today by Hamas in Gaza. Do I need to say more? If we have roving gangs in this country that have infiltrated or have even been bred in our inner cities, that are without discipline, without moral integrity, devoid most of their lives for any form of decent fatherly oversight. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a reality. Social chaos could happen in the next 12 months because of the reducing of our police force, of the attacking of authority in our country, because of the simple reason that this nation failed to understand the fatherhood of God and the authority that flowed from that. I'm tired of the term racist. Enough of it. Enough of it. I love Proverbs 18:9 that says, a slothful man is a brother to him that destroys. Our nation is so filled with people now with a lot of complaints, no solutions, people that are taking and not giving anything back. Those whose whole desire in life is to dress as weirdly as they can, to look as weirdly as they can, so people will look at them and see how cool they are. And as this young man did today when I was fueling gas, rolled up in his stinky hoochmobile with his rap music blaring at 150 decibels, you could have heard it two blocks away, with the most vulgar lyrics you can imagine, looked me right in the eyes and gave me the most demonic look you can look. An intentional intel. I'm going to get that old white guy over there. I'm going to bother him. Folks, that is not an anomaly. There's a man in prison right now because that happened to him several years ago on the eve that his son was going to be married. And it resulted after an altercation with four or five of these devils. Now, he's the one that got credited with what happened afterwards. One of those individuals was killed. But a life was destroyed because of, well, this young man who probably cries racism on everything, drives up, looks me in the eye and says, you know, with his look, take that white guy. This is my music and you're in my space. I'm tired of it. That is not civilized and cultural behavior, and any black person that wants to defend that, and is that part of their black culture? I don't care whether they're a black quarterback and a superstar, or they're one some common drug dealer on the street. We have a problem right now in black America professing to be Christian and having no conscious understanding of what that means. Everything is look at me and going along and empowering those evil white liberals who are from hell itself, who are pushing for abortion and gender change and all these other things. Ladies and gentlemen, America's in trouble. Our women and our children are in grave risk because we've not stood up. And we have allowed something as evil as a Democrat Party to metastasize in our nation and threaten that great liberty that brave men fought to preserve for us. I hope you come back to segment 4, and we'll continue this. God bless you.